Make yourself a oneness with the loving earth. It's time for the Green Desk with Lily Peacock on 95BFM.
On the Green Desk this week with Jack Marshall. As climate change increases, animals are increasingly coming under pressure from a changing environment. Essie Rogers, a postdoctoral scholar at the University of California, is looking at how baby crocodiles will be affected by changing climates. Jack spoke to Essie and began by asking what exactly her study looked at and how the crocs are going to be affected.
Yeah, sure. So our study looked at the diving capacity of juvenile, really young saltwater crocodiles. And we were looking at their predator avoidance diving ability. And when we speak about diving ability, we're really talking about how long can these crocodiles stay underwater? Because the longer you can stay underwater, the better you can avoid predators. And some of our early research has revealed that juvenile crocodiles can't stay underwater for as long at elevated water temperatures. And we're concerned about this because with climate change, water temperatures in their habitats are predicted to increase. So this study really looked at understanding the physiological mechanisms that underlie compromised diving performance in young crocodiles at high temperatures.
And so how are crocodiles doing? Are they kind of adapting to this temperature and things? Are they doing all right?
Well, in this study, we looked at the ability to acclimate to elevated temperatures. And to do that, what we do is we leave some crocodiles at a controlled temperature, which is, for this study, it was 28 degrees Celsius, and we leave them at that water temperature for 60 days. And then as a comparison, we left some crocodiles at a really high water temperature, 34 degrees, which is a temperature predicted with climate change, under climate change scenarios. And after these adjustment periods, we measure their performance and see if the crocodiles were left at the high temperature perform any better. And we found that they actually can't acclimate within this time frame. So between these two temperatures, the crocodiles are diving for half as long.
So this could be kind of detrimental to crocodiles throughout the world.
Potentially. This study only looked at estuarine crocodiles, or more commonly known as saltwater crocodiles. But based on their physiology and anatomy, we wouldn't be surprised if the same findings were found in other species of crocodiles, or even other ectothermic divers like turtles.
Which saltwater crocodiles, I'm sure they're perceived as one of the scariest things in the world, though. Just coming from most parts of the world, you can kind of like swim in the ocean and it's fine. But only in northern Australia are you like scared to go in the ocean.
Yes, that's very true. And I think this sort of scariness of them gives a lot of people like the wrong impression that these animals are robust to everything and anything. But what's surprising, and well, one of the surprising findings is that maybe climate change may be a problem for these really large apex predators.
especially
honest,
when they've kind
we
of
were surprised.
Yeah, especially yeah? when they've survived for, you know, what, millennia or hundreds of millions of years. And the crocodiles are one of the kind of oldest living reptiles on Earth, aren't they?
Yeah, like a living fossil. So that, I think that we were surprised when we found with this finding when we first came across it. And I guess the problem with climate change today is the rate of change. Mm. So these organisms, you know, really need to be able to keep up with the rate of change, be able to adjust their physiology to compensate for all these different environmental stresses.
And so what got you interested in these, what kind of drew you into studying about crocodiles?
Well, I love physiology, and crocodiles have a lot of really special characteristics. They have these amazing four-chambered hearts that are more like bird hearts. They dive, which is a really unusual behavior, as well as they're semi-aquatic, so they can live in the water and on the land. But it's a really special animal, and I actually originally started studying them because I thought they were going to be physiologically resilient, and that's what I wanted to study. But after my first experiment, I really realized that, okay, I need to reevaluate everything, and it turned into a different research project, but perhaps a more interesting research project.
Yeah, so you said they've got like bird hearts like birds. Are they relations to kind of Was that like a far back relation, or kind of like from the dinosaur age? Are they kind of split off in the same way?
So even though they look more like lizards, and a lot of people would assume, okay, a crocodile's more closely related to a lizard, they're actually more closely related to birds than lizards when you take a closer look at how their body is built.
Yeah, well, I suppose that kind of diving pattern is something similar to birds as well, for like diving in the water for food as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you could think of it like that.
Yeah, yeah. And so with this kind of climate change and kind of happening everywhere in the world all at the same time, this is seemingly going to be affecting all animals everywhere all the time. So can we expect different kind of, abnormalities like this to be happening everywhere in the world, or is it more kind of these specific groups of animals?
That's a really good question, because some species we seem to be very resilient or may even do better with warmer scenarios. So some species of fish might actually grow faster and they're predicted to do better under climate change. But we see more and more cases, particularly tropical species, that aren't able to adjust to warmer waters or warmer environments. And this is thought to be because they're already living in environments that are close to the upper thermal tolerance limits. They don't have much flexibility to adjust anymore. So it's really case specific. If you're going to pick a group that is more susceptible, it would be ectotherms, so animals that can't generate heat from inside their bodies. So their body temperature typically matches environmental temperature. So those are the species that are more likely to be affected by climate change.
Like the crocodile.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Oh, thank you so much for taking the time to talk today. I just kind of saw it on the web and had to talk about it, because crocodiles are one of those kind of, I don't know, prehistoric kind of mythical animals.
Iconic
almost.
Species. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who wouldn't want to study them?
You've been listening to The Green Desk with Lily Peacock on 95 BFM.
That was Jack Marshall speaking to Essie Rodgers.